Right at the garment factory of Taisir al-Ustaz in Gaza City, more than 90 workers toil non-stop every day to produce for local Israel and West Bank markets. After 2007, when Israel imposed a closure on border crossings, the factory, which produces children's clothes, not been functioning properly. But since 2015, al-Ustaz company has expanded production to meet new demands by both West Bank and Israeli clients.
We had meetings in March 2006 with 16 Israeli companies, and we were able to contact six of them. For me, as the Al-Ustaz company, my goods are now exhibited in the Israeli market.
Being head of the Union of Garment Industries in Gaza, Taisir adds that the relation between local producers and West Bank and Israeli customers still needs work. But he adds that this cannot happen without allowing more producers to enter Israel to meet with Israeli clients.
Following Israel's easing of the blockade in 2014 and 15, we began producing for Israeli and West Bank markets. We'd actually started working for the local market in 2009, and after the recent easing, we increased the number of our workers from 70 to 90.
At another garment facility in northern Gaza City, workers are ready to meet the demand of an Israeli client. They need to produce the hats worn by religious Israelis. Muhammad Abu Shanar is the owner of the three-decade-old factory.
There needs to be more ease of the border restrictions. Actually, we look forward to having daily movement of truckloads with our products into Israel. We hope that the Eretz crossing in the north of the territory be reopened for our goods, the way it has been recently reopened for import of new vehicles into Gaza.
He's a 25-year-long worker, Rafiq Omar, tells Arafai that the business has been terribly slow.
During a school season like this, we're working about 15 to 20 days a month. But before 2007, we used to work 26 days a month, all year long.
While some Gaza-based factories have begun functioning, others are still waiting to operate. Mondher Al-Harazin is owner of a garment factory in Eastern Gaza City. It used to produce for women and children before Israeli missiles bombed Al-Harazin's home and facility during the 2014's Israeli war on Gaza. In order to rebuild his factory and buy equipment, he had to sell off a piece of land and take a bank loan.
In fact, local industry needs a lot of help. You know that we're short on electricity throughout the country. And then when we get power, it only lasts for a few hours, and there's not enough for my workers to produce goods.
I'm standing right now in the middle of Omar al-Mukhtar Street in Gaza City, a street that is considered to be the most commercial in the city. Over the past 9 years, local textile traders in the territory have mainly relied on imported clothes due to scarce local productions. Mas'ud Al-Hilo is a veteran seller of women's clothes.
The prices of local garments are lower than those of imported clothes, and the quality of local products is good because the raw materials are being imported from abroad. These include things like shirts and trousers.
According to the Gaza-based industry ministry, Israeli border restrictions included a ban on certain colors of raw materials imported from either Turkey or China, like oily green and sky blue. Tamer Zawadi is in charge of local industries with the Gaza-based industry ministry.
They've prevented the entry of machines that manufacture leather. These machines are needed for coloring as well.
For the time being, only 120 facilities out of 900 are operating. Among them are 35 factories that have begun producing for Israeli and West Bank clients over the past 5 months. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.